Welcome back to the School of Manifestation. I have been wanting to make this episode for a while, mostly because it's one of my more requested topics. I get a lot of questions of people asking how you can manifest a following, how you can manifest subscribers, basically just how you can manifest growing on social media. And oh my goodness, do I have a few stories for you. Actually, just more, one in particular, one huge story for you, that will kind of tell you like what to do, what not to do when it comes to actually manifesting growth or a following on social media. So first of all, I'm going to say that manifesting growth on social media is much, much easier than trying to hack algorithms, than trying to force your way in by making a ton of content, like so much content. All of these things are good, but I was really, really trying to grow, back in the day, a fitness Instagram. So think of this like circa 2017. It was like around 2017. Grow a fitness Instagram. This was like my big dream back in the day. I really wanted to have this like fitness account. So although I believed in manifestation, I believed in it and read The Secret when I was 16. I've known about this for a long time. It kind of, at this point in my life, back in around 2017, it was very much at the back of my mind. It wasn't something that I was like continually practicing all the time. It was very much like something I exclusively used for like school and university and certain things like that. And it didn't really, I don't know why, it didn't really dawn on me that I could be using this to manifest a following. So regardless, I spent from 2017 to 2019, really trying, like trying so hard to grow this fitness Instagram account. So I was posting, doing these like, you know, extensive photo shoots, really, really trying hard to grow a following. And it was not budging. As much as I tried to, quote unquote, hack the algorithm, to do all of these things that people were telling me to do, I had such stagnant growth for those years where nothing changed. And I was like, I think my account is broken. Like, I don't understand. Anyway, it gets to 2019 and my fitness obsession had slowly started to morph back into a personal development, manifestation, mindset obsession. So I was listening to all these podcasts, reading all these books, and suddenly, finally, I mean, really connected the dots on that one. I put two and two together and I was like, I need to manifest a following for my fitness Instagram, of course. So from the knowledge I had curated at that point, I decided a really good thing to do would be to manifest a following using the 3x33 method. Now, I'm going to just preface this by saying, as you guys know, if you listen to my podcast lots or you're familiar with my content, it's not in particular the method that manifests, but rather your belief behind it. So the fact that you believe a method is going to work is what makes it work. It's kind of like placebo, if you want to think about it like that. Although there's absolutely nothing wrong with using a method, if it's something you enjoy and it helps you and it gets you to believe that it's going to manifest, that's wonderful. And by all means, continue using it. But I just want you to know that like when I'm sharing this story, it's definitely not a magic bullet. Because I had recommended it to friends and it didn't work for them. I think it's because it was the fact that their level of belief wasn't quite there. Okay. Anyway, moving on with the story. I decide to start my journey of 3x33, which is scripting, writing in present tense, the thing that you want to have 33 times for 3 days. So I write the simple sentence, I have 50,000 followers on Instagram. And to me, that was like this insane dream because I'd been trying to manifest a following for so long and I was stuck on like 4,000 followers or something like that. that the thought of having 50,000 followers to me was so beyond mind-blowing. What I did from there is I just continued to believe that it was gonna happen. Looking back with my expertise now, I now know that I was doing something called living in the end, which is where you simply just believe in your mind that the thing is already manifested and you live from that perspective. So I started to just live as though it had already happened. I already had the 50,000 followers. And yeah, I had a couple moments of doubt, I remember, but for the most part, I was certain that it was going to work out. And so I kept going. And within 3 months, I suddenly skyrocketed to 50,000 followers. And it was so bizarre because my account had zero traction up until that point, up until I started to incorporate these manifestation principles. And suddenly all these photos were going viral. And I was like, no way. This cannot be real life. I was so happy. I started to work with brands. I got invited onto all of these really cool opportunities, and it felt like it was just happening so fast. And I was like, this is wild. Now, the problem here was that I did something wrong. And you might be thinking, did something wrong? It sounds like you got your desire. It sounds like you did everything right. It sounds like you manifested perfectly in this situation. And to that, I would say, no, I did not, because the story took a little bit of a turn for the worse. We ended up getting put into the lockdowns, right, for everything that was going on in the world. And I went home to my parents, and I was a little upset about this at the time because I was like, oh, it's going to be hard to take content because as a fitness account, it relied on me going to the gym and doing workouts, and we couldn't go to the gym. And I didn't have my boyfriend with me to help me take photos. So I was like, oh, this really sucks. So I began to just get kind of bored and I was delving into my insights. And suddenly I found something that really disturbed me. I found that my account, the following was, and this is like low key, I would be so embarrassed to admit this before, but it's just the way things were. I had a following of something like 75% men. So my account was mostly a male following, and there's nothing wrong with having a male following by any means, but I could tell from the types of DMs I was getting, occasionally the types of comments that I was getting, that this following that I had was not genuine. They were not there for the right reasons, and they were creepy. Like a lot of the following, the male following that I had were not there for the right reasons. I think you can understand what I mean by that. And I felt really crushed because I'd noticed that I wasn't really making the impact that I wanted to make. And it was kind of like this reality came crashing down around me. I thought I had this big dream that I wanted to manifest, and it turned out to not be exactly as I expected. So the first lesson I'm going to teach in manifesting followers is you really need to be specific. So you need to not just say, oh, I want to manifest this amount of followers, because at the end of the day, yeah, you might get those followers, but it might not be what you expected. So it's important to actually think about the type of audience you want rather than just saying, yeah, I want 100,000 followers, because there are loads of people with 100,000 followers, but does that mean they actually have an audience that cares about them? Does that actually mean they have an audience that respects what they have to say? Probably not. And in a lot of these cases of maybe these Instagrammers and people you look up to, it might look awesome on the outside and you're like, wow, that's so cool. But it actually turns out that their following is not exactly as maybe you pictured. So it's important when you're deciding what you want to manifest, when you're in that phase of like getting clear on the vision of what you want, that you're specific about the type of audience and not just going for numbers. And I know you've probably heard people say, don't care about the numbers, but this is exactly why. So don't try and manifest numbers is my first piece of advice. My second piece of advice when getting specific is understand the why behind the motivation. So for me, when I was manifesting 50,000 followers, I didn't ask myself, why do I want this? The reason behind manifesting 50,000 followers was, first of all, so that I could do this full time. I wanted it to be my career. I didn't really care about the numbers. I just wanted to do this full time. So push yourself further. Why do you want to do this full time? I want to do this full time so that I can help people as part of my purpose here. I don't want just a regular job where I feel like I'm not making an impact. I want to actually help people and change their lives. So that was the actual motivation behind that result of having 50,000 followers. So you see, you can go from a number very quickly to the actual core reason why you want something just by continually asking yourself why. So keep pushing. Why do I want 100,000 followers? Because maybe then I can quit my job that I hate and do this full time. Why do you want to quit your job that you hate and do this full time? So that I can help people and make an impact. Why do you want to help people and make an impact? Because I feel like that's my purpose here on earth. So it can like very quickly go down this pipeline and you can very quickly figure out what your motivations are. And sometimes even when you push yourself for that why, you might be like, oh my gosh, wait, okay, I don't really even, and I know this is going to be like annoying to hear, and it's not always the case, but sometimes you might be like, wait, okay, actually, I don't really care about numbers. I actually really care about this other thing. I really have this other mission. So I'm not going to get caught up in the numbers and I'm going to pursue this other thing instead. For example, living my purpose of helping others. I can do that in other ways besides having a following. But of course, if you want to manifest a following, you 100% can. It's just helpful to know your reasoning behind that, because otherwise you might manifest the following, but it will be completely empty and unfulfilling to you because it won't be coupled with the why. So make sure to include your why in your whole entire like vision. So the first thing that I would do is I would get very clear on this vision and continue to keep getting clear on it. So we've kind of got a general idea of like what the audience would look like and what our why is, but I highly recommend that you script, which is writing in present tense, kind of a journal entry of like what a day in the life would look like if you had that amount of followers. So be like, okay, I'm waking up in the morning, I'm checking my phone and I can see that I have 100,000 followers. I have all these DMs of people that are messaging me and thanking me for how much I've helped them. And I can see that I made such a big impact on people's lives. And that makes me feel fulfilled and happy. That's just a really like generalized example, but you can kind of go through a day in the life of what it would feel like to actually have that following that you want. And that will help you get even clearer on the vision. The next step from here is just to continually both think as if and act as if. So when I say think as if, that means literally living your day as that scripted vision that you described. So continually thinking from that perspective. Okay, I already have the following that I desire. I already have the circumstances that I desire. So what would I do day to day? What would the version of me who has that following be doing day to day? And just living your life kind of guided by that vision as a little bit of like a GPS system or a compass. So if you think to that version of you in the future and you're like, I know that they're making 2 to 3 pieces of content a day, I recommend that you make 2 to 3 pieces of content a day to help keep you embodying that vision. Now, this shouldn't feel forced. If you begin to feel like, oh my God, this is really stressful, this is really forced, go back to the vision and kind of redefine it, because ultimately, your vision of the version of you that has the following, maybe it will be easy and in flow when you make, you know, however many pieces of content a week that actually feels good to you. It's all about embodying the quote unquote vibration or shifting into the state of what that would feel like. And we want to act with that same confidence. So don't beat yourself up if like the first times you record or you're just getting started with this and you're like recording your first few videos and you're like, oh no, I was really shy, but I'm supposed to be embodying this confident version of me that has 100,000 followers. don't beat yourself up. It might take a little bit to work yourself up to it. Don't worry about it. Like, you will 100% get there. The more you train these neural pathways, aka the like pathways in your brain that connect neurons to other neurons, the more you train these habits, the more you train these pathways to connect, the more they're going to connect. And that's just a convoluted way of saying the more you act like this version of you, the more you're just naturally going to become that version of you, and it will become effortless. So if it feels weird at first and you're feeling a little bit like, oh, this feels very unnatural to be this confident on-camera version of myself, just don't worry about it. It's just your old patterns fighting against your new patterns of being. And it's very normal, and it will 100% go away. So just continue to think from that perspective and follow the natural habits and actions and steps that you would do if you were already that version of yourself that has the following that you want to have. And even if it feels silly, like hopping on Instagram stories when you feel like nobody is watching or that kind of thing, that's just what you have to do. And eventually your reality will catch up, and eventually it will feel normal, and you'll look back and be like, oh my gosh, I'm so glad that I did that. Now let's talk about limiting beliefs, because this is the final thing that I kind of want to talk about when it comes to manifesting followers. So manifesting is as much about getting rid of old patterns of thinking as it is about thinking from new patterns of thinking, if that makes sense. So it's much as much about getting rid of old beliefs as it is programming in the new ones. A huge limiting belief that people have when it comes to manifesting a following, and one that I have battled with in particular, is something called a fear of being seen. So a fear of being seen will present as a limiting belief that will tell you things like, oh my God, it's so cringe if I post this. What if somebody I know from school sees this? What if somebody from my old high school is making fun of me? Like, whatever. It's those beliefs that are telling you that what you're doing is going to be perceived by somebody in a negative way. And it's that fear that you associate with that belief. So this is a really, really common fear, because if you think back to how humans evolved, we evolved in groups. And if we did anything that deviated outside of group behavior, we were often ostracized from the group. We were like pushed out of the group. And that threatened, back in the day, that threatened our actual physical safety. So it's this hardwired program within us that tells us if we do anything that deviates from group norms, then we're gonna threaten our actual physical safety. And knowing that this is just like an old evolutionary pattern personally really helps me, because I know that I can do something super weird online and my actual physical safety is not going to be threatened. But there's that part of my brain that thinks, and there's a part of everyone's brain that thinks, that our, you know, actual safety is being threatened by doing things that deviate from the norm. So if your friends aren't on social media, then you're probably gonna feel like it's something that is a little bit scary, and you might be afraid of the judgment that comes with that. And that's a really natural fear. But what you wanna do is work through this fear, because it's really, really unhelpful when it comes to growing on social media, because the more you are afraid of being perceived, and the less you're like, oh my God, I'm gonna post this video, but it better not be seen by anyone I know. If you're posting from that space, that's very much the fear of being seen, and that can inhibit growth. I will say I had a fear of being seen, and I have 100% had videos going viral and stuff like that. So it's not going to limit you like majorly necessarily, but it can overall prevent you from growing on platforms if you are constantly afraid of being seen. Because even just think how that would affect your behavior, how you're showing up on camera. If you're afraid to truly show yourself and be vulnerable in that sense and really put yourself out there, because again, you have that limiting belief that that fear of being seen, if you're afraid to do that, then you need to start working through this limiting belief ASAP, because it is something that might be holding you back from growing that audience. So I highly recommend working through that fear through something like EFT, which is tapping on energy meridians in order to release the limiting beliefs that you feel like are holding you back. In this case, that would be a fear of being seen. There may also be other limiting beliefs that are holding you back from the things that you desire. For example, like a lack of worthiness or imposter syndrome. All of these things I have noticed have inhibited my growth on platforms and stuff like that. So it really comes down to your personal limiting beliefs, your personal fears. So identifying what you feel like and asking yourself, what do I feel like is holding me back from posting like my true authentic self on social media is a really, really good thing to ask yourself. This will help you identify those specific limiting beliefs that are keeping you stuck and keeping your platform from growing like it should. A last little tip that I'm gonna give when it comes to manifesting followers at like a really rapid rate, and this is like a little bit of a secret life hack that I feel like only some people have figured out, is if you find the thing that puts you into a flow state, aka the thing that you feel most natural doing, the thing that to you is just, it feels like your purpose, like your the one thing that you do when you lose all sense of time. Maybe it's painting, maybe it's cooking, maybe it's photography, maybe it's dance. Whatever that thing is, if you can explore and identify what that is to you, the thing that makes you feel amazing, the thing that makes you feel really, really good when you do it, and you then share that on social media, that is going to get you success at the most rapid rate, because people flock to other people when they're living out their purpose and when they're doing things in a flow state. People flock to that like, that is not the expression. People fly to it like moths on a flame. Whatever. You know what I'm trying to say. If you are doing what you love and people can see that and you're sharing that with people, it doesn't matter what you're doing, people will be drawn to that. People will gravitate to that. So whenever you see somebody who's living really authentically to them and doing the things that really light them up, that is something that you are going to get followers at a more rapid rate for, because people love that. People love seeing authenticity, and it doesn't matter in what context it's in. For example, you can look at Emily Mariko. She was doing fashion before she did her cooking videos, and her fashion videos, for some reason, just weren't getting the same traction that her cooking videos did. I mean, her cooking videos got like, I don't know, what was it, like 50 million views really, really rapidly, because people looked at that and they saw her doing something that was very aligned with her. She was in a flow state, and it was just a really natural fit. So if you can do or find something that is like your cooking to your Emily Mariko, that is the thing that you truly love and puts you in that flow state, you're going to be able to manifest followers so fast from that, because vibrationally, it's a very, very attractive point to be in. So those are just some of my tips on how you can manifest a following. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, don't forget to rate and review. And you can find me at @KarisLeahW on Instagram, at School of Manifestation Pod on Instagram, at @KarisLeahW on TikTok, and at Manifest with Karis Leah on YouTube. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you guys soon.